This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Second hour of the program, and just so you know, when you call our radio show, we will be recording your call as you call in, because you should not have an expectation of privacy, being as that you're calling a radio show with the intention of getting on the radio. We're talking about wiretapping, actually, sort of the larger discussion about not just wiretapping, but your right to record government bureaucrats, specifically the police, but I think all government bureaucrats, so long as they're on the job and on, you know, in public, essentially. What is bringing this to the forefront again after the very noteworthy Glick decision from the First Circuit Court of Appeals, U.S. Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, that same court has now ruled and has referenced the Glick decision multiple times in this new ruling, a 21-page ruling that is linked to over at freekeen.com, also on our Facebook, Google+, and Twitter for Free Talk Live. You can read the whole ruling if you want. But they have ruled that the officers in the case of Free State Project President Carla Garrick being arrested for wiretapping when she was just simply on the side of a road recording a, or attempting to record, because there was a malfunction and it ended up not being recorded, but she would have recorded this scene with the police and
from at least 30 feet away.
Is that how far she was? I don't recall
yes.
the detail. Which is too far away to actually be able to hear anything. So really, she probably wouldn't have picked up much of anything that was useful, even if she had been recording. But regardless, the police were upset. They decided to use and exert their authority on her, and they arrested her and charged her with wiretapping, dropped those charges later.
And several other offenses as well, but those are not specified in this case.
She sued in civil court, and the civil court case currently now was on hold due to an interlocutory appeal where the police officers were saying that they couldn't be sued, basically because they had qualified immunity. And the court ruled they did not have qualified immunity. The police appealed that ruling at the district court level, and that went to the appeals court, where the appeals court affirmed the district court's ruling that the officers do not have qualified immunity because they should have known. They should have known that what Carla Garrick from the Free State Project was doing was a protected act. She was recording government bureaucrats in a public place.
And you know what? Congratulations to Carla for standing up and actually taking action against these people, because there's no reason that she should have been taken to court over something as small as this.
Absolutely.
I'm glad that she didn't just let it happen like most people would have. They would have just let it go, like, oh, they sued me, they dropped the charges, okay, that's fine, move on. You know, she's actually making a statement with what she's doing, and I appreciate that a lot, because it does take courage to do something like that.
It also takes money. I don't know how much money it has cost her in attorney's fees at this point, and I'm hoping that after it's all said
and done. Federal court ain't cheap.
Can't imagine it is, and attorneys aren't cheap. But I hope that when it's all said and done, that Carla is able to get a settlement from the city or the town of Ware, New Hampshire, the police department, and these officers individually as well. Because she sued all of them. She sued the officers in their role as officer and individually. She sued the town of Ware, New Hampshire, as well as the Ware Police Department. So ultimately, the ideal would be for her to continue to prevail. And for, because again, this isn't over yet. All that they've decided on so far, this win, and it is a win, is the at the appeals court level, where the appeals court decided that these officers can be held liable, that they are not qualified immune in this case. So the case now moves forward from there. Daryl, you were sharing some excerpts that you thought were useful from this case.
Yes, I was. So during the end of the first hour, I began reading an excerpt here that says, according to Garrick, she immediately complied with all police orders. She returned to her car with her camera when Sergeant Kelly asked her to do so. He never ordered her to stop filming, and once she pulled into the parking lot, he never asked her to leave the scene. Therefore, under Garrick's version of the facts, Her right to film remained unfettered, and a jury could supportably find that the officers violated her First Amendment right by filing the wiretapping charge without probable cause in retaliation for her attempted filming.
Mm-hmm.
Garrick's attempt to film Sergeant Kelly during the traffic stop was unmistakably an attempt to film a law enforcement officer in the discharge of his duties in a public space. And the final excerpt here, a jury could supportably find that the officers violated her First Amendment right by filing the wiretapping charge against her because of her attempted filming of Sergeant Kelly during the traffic stop. It was clearly established at the time of the stop that the First Amendment right to film police carrying out their duties in public, including a traffic stop, remains unfettered if no reasonable restriction is imposed or in place. Accordingly, we hold that the district court properly denied qualified immunity to the officers on Garrick's Section 1983 claim, and that the wiretapping charge constituted retaliatory prosecution in violation of the First Amendment.
These guys are, I mean, they're on the ropes at this point.
Yeah.
And I have to wonder, are they going to appeal this to the Supreme Court? That's where it would go next, right? It would go from the Court of Appeals to the Supreme Court? There's not any court in between those two, right?
Don't think there is a court in between those, but the U.S. Supreme Court is not obligated to hear any case.
Well, that's true. They could reject hearing the case, but then the lower court ruling would stand.
Right.
Well, hopefully they're discouraged from taking it to the next higher court at this point. I mean, they've already appealed and lost, and they should probably get the point by now that you can't just violate someone's rights and get away with it.
You would hope they would get those points, Ellen, but any observation of the way these government agents have been behaving around here in New Hampshire, specifically in regards to how they handle activists, really seems to show that they don't really get it and that they will continue to aggress because, well, they've got nearly unlimited funding. I mean, they're not the federal government. They can't print money out, but they certainly have another $50,000 with which they could take this to federal court, to Supreme Court if they
wanted
to.
And if they don't have $50,000 laying around, they can just raise the property taxes by a percent or two.
That's true, but there's also quite a number of people now that are starting to record police interactions, and I think that if they were to actually succeed in saying that they were okay with telling people not to record, then there'd be a lot of angry people on their hands. Like, there's the people that are recording are the ones that are making them uphold the justice, really. So
sure.
It seems like at this point they should get the idea that they just can't go around suing people for wiretapping.
You would think that they would get the point.
You're using too much logic, Ellen. The government agents they just don't care.
Well, but the New Hampshire legislature a couple of weeks ago rejected a bill that would have explicitly stated that people have a right to film government bureaucrats on duty in the performance of their duties in public, because they heard from bureaucrat after bureaucrat saying, well, if people are allowed to do this, they'll come into the welfare office and they'll film single mothers trying to get food stamps. And police saying, well, then people will walk up on scenes where we're helping a rape victim and they'll just start filming without any care for the victim.
They always use slippery slope arguments like that, but it never turns out that way because most people that are recording police interactions are honest, reasonable people. They're right, not the ones that are trying to violate someone's rights.
Like, I have absolutely no inclination at all to go sit in the city manager's office all day with a video camera.
Exactly, because that is unreasonable.
It would be so boring, too.
It would be boring, but they're saying, you know, like, if you say that you can film government bureaucrats, then we can't put any restrictions on it. As long as we're on the clock, then they could put a camera in the bathroom.
I don't know if anybody would interpret it that way. I think that what they're expecting is that people are just going to go haywire if they give them any sort of freedom and start running around recording everything, which is not true. Nobody has time to do that.
Right. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We had had a discussion earlier where we were trying to talk about the wiretapping statutes and what they actually say, how are they being interpreted. And Daryl, we've both got them pulled up here, and
yes,
still our interpretations differ. So
yes,
we can hash that out here in a moment. You can take control of the airwaves as well. The electric chair, it's going to be making a comeback at least one state, and pro-gun rallies are freaking people out. We got the stories on the way.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at Angioprim.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just
dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. Again, freetalklive.com. Blockchain is doing it again. They've had the amazing success of the most popular app for your personal Bitcoin wallet, blockchain.info. If you don't have one of those yet, you can go and get one tonight and join over a million other people who have opened up wallets there at blockchain.info. It's very, very handy software. Now, they have moved into the realm of merchant applications. So if you have a storefront, if you've got a point of sale, a cash register, somebody in physical reality that you want to be able to accept Bitcoins from customers, then you can now use the blockchain.com app for that. So blockchain.info, that's where you get their personal wallet. Blockchain.com is where you can get their merchant wallet. And that means that your employees can accept Bitcoin purchases on your behalf, and they don't have access to your account where they can send the Bitcoins to anybody. So that's a very important feature for a merchant app to have, and they can do that with Blockchain.com's app. You can hook it up very simply. You just need an Android-based device. So maybe you want to mount a tablet there on your countertop somehow, maybe like an arm with a tablet on the end of it or something like that, or just want to run the app on your phone. You can do that too. There's no terms of service, no ID requirements of any kind. You just go to Blockchain.com, download their app, and get started. Zero fees from blockchain.com. We are talking about wiretapping, as it is called, which, of course, as anybody who's been paying attention to this issue knows, is frequently has nothing to do with wires. It's called wiretapping, but they'll charge you for simply recording a conversation with a bureaucrat that you were having in person in certain instances. In the case that we're talking about, Free State Project President Carla Garrick was arrested for wiretapping for simply recording the police on the side of the road. Now, the good news is the Court of Appeals, the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, has agreed that that was clearly a retaliatory arrest. They were retaliating against Carla for upholding her rights and trying to protect people, trying to create an objective record of a situation. Now, I've actually pulled up the statutes here in New Hampshire. For those of you tuned in around the country and around the world, New Hampshire is one of the worst places for the wiretapping laws. In most places, and federally, it's what's called a one-party consent, meaning that as long as one person knows a conversation is being recorded, then it's legal to record.
Yes.
That's the way it is in most states. There are a few states like New Hampshire that are what's called two-party or all-party consent states, in that every party must be aware that the conversation is being
recorded. Not just aware, but give consent to the recording.
Well, that's the part where you and I disagree. One of the parts where you and I disagree, Daryl, I think that if I call you up and I say, Daryl, this call may be being recorded for quality assurance before I continue speaking to you. At that point, you're on notice. It doesn't matter if you say you don't consent to being recorded. If you don't want to be recorded at that point, it's on you to hang up the phone. That's my understanding of how this works. Maybe they could charge me for recording bureaucrats when I do that stuff, but they never have. And I put I put audio that has been recorded under those circumstances showing bureaucrats acting very, very rudely after I have told them that it's being recorded, and they've never charged me with anything like that. So I don't have the actual wording that you're referring to here.
I'm looking at the statute.
It's a long statute.
I did a search using Control F and then typed in the word aware.
Aware, okay.
And the word aware is nowhere in the statute.
Yeah. Well, I consider that consent. I consider that to be consent. Now, is the word consent actually defined in the statute? Which would be another question. No, it's not.
So it's up for interpretation. And as I was explaining to you earlier, when I read legalese, I interpret it not the way that I want it to be, but in the way that I think that a judge or a lawyer will interpret it.
Right.
Because I would rather, in some cases, I would rather, play it safe and not have to worry about going to court than to just say, not doing anything. So, I have, absolutely no reason to just go start recording bureaucrats just because I can record a bureaucrat. Now, if I have something to where I actually want to do an ambush interview of the city manager, then that's different. But just walking around, you know, recording the city gardener planting flowers, I have, you know, no reason to do that. It wouldn't be beneficial to me to do that. And then if he gets upset, well, you're in front of my camera, you're a government agent, so therefore it's okay.
Let's go to the phones. Derek's on the line in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live listening to WNMT. Hey, Derek.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Welcome.
Love the station. I love what you guys are doing. It's really... it's really nice to actually hear, you know, people with the voice actually getting the voice out instead of just sitting in their homes on their couches just complaining to the TV all the time.
Well, welcome to the show. Go ahead with your thoughts, Derek.
Well, about this whole bureaucrat thing, which it's utterly ridiculous for the simple fact that, memory serves me correct, don't they have stoplight cameras? Don't they have cameras all over the place watching us?
Yes, they typically do.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Everybody that's in public is at risk of being recorded at some point or another.
Right, and
not with audio.
Right, one important thing to mention, Derek, just real quick, the wiretapping statute in New Hampshire deals specifically with oral communication. So it's the voice, not the image.
Correct. In most places, you can record imagery with no problems, no restrictions, no fear whatsoever. It's the audio track that is what gets people charged with wiretapping. And most of the cameras you're referring to do not have audio tracks. They do not have microphones.
And that's true, and I agree with you with that. But my point is it never stops there. You know, what? Before you know it, they're going to have the audio cameras. Before you know it, they're going to have all this stuff, and
right,
and, you know, you probably won't even know it until you're convicted of something.
Oh yeah, over in the United Kingdom, they've got speakers where they can yell at you, and I think
exactly,
you can talk back.
Exactly, and we seem to be going that route with everything else anyway. So what the hell? Why not? You know. But my thing is I'm getting to the point where I feel like I can't even go to the bathroom without somebody watching me. You know, if that's the case, well, then I should be allowed to pay attention to what's going on.
Yeah, and you never know when some creeper's going to install a toilet cam on you anyway. So
one thing that's interesting, the New Hampshire wiretapping statute has 13 exemptions for law enforcement.
And that right there's your load of crap. No pun intended.
It's clear, right, Derek, that there's two classes of humans. There's the rest of us, and then there's them, those who have the the preference with the state,
and
the enforcers.
They wonder why everybody's so upset. Well, there you go. I mean,
indeed, sir. Thank you for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Thanks, Derek. 855-450-FREE. That is the ProXPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. In the wiretapping statutes, the definition of oral communication means a verbal communication uttered by a person who has a reasonable expectation that the communication is not subject to interception under circumstances justifying that expectation, meaning that if you're out in public holding a video camera and somebody talks to you, they shouldn't have an expectation of privacy in that case, so that shouldn't be considered wiretapping. But it's different when you're on the phone. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Americans have always been ready. to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $179, 2 cases for only $355, or get 3 cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Dial toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. Just go on by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find there on the website. You get to create the content on freetalklive.com. Go and get interactive there, and you can actually submit content right there to the front page and vote up or down what you see there. If you like something, you can vote it up. If you don't, you may vote it down. And you can submit content there as well at freetalklive.com. We were talking about bitcoins earlier and the blockchain wallet being a fantastic way to hold bitcoins, blockchain.info. You can go and get your free bitcoin wallet right now. And you have to know of how to get bitcoins. Well, one way is to have someone send you them, but usually you have to provide some sort of a service or product in order to have someone send you bitcoin. Another way is to actually buy them over at cashintocoins.com. It's probably the easiest way, safe, fast, legal, and inexpensive as well, to get bitcoins over at cashintocoins.com. Their rates are awesome, and if you order less than $40 worth of bitcoins, then there's no fee. So really, there's no reason not to get started with bitcoins using cashintocoins.com. That's cashintocoins.com. The last few days have been pretty good for Bitcoin. It's up. It's up at least 25%. Was it like 450, and now it's closer to 530, and it's pretty cool. Maybe it's going to keep going up. Who knows? go check out cashintocoins.com and get yourself some Bitcoins and get started. So we've been talking about the wiretapping statutes and, you know, having looked a little bit further here, Daryl, yeah, I mean, here in New Hampshire, at least, they're pretty awful.
They're horrible.
The word consent is not defined. And while I would like consent to mean when I tell you on the phones that you're being recorded, if you continue speaking, that you are consenting to that, I would like that to mean that. But you're certainly right. They may not interpret it that way.
Yeah. And I just have one question that I want to clear up with you, because you keep saying, you know, like, if you're in public, you have no expectation of privacy. Does that mean that you would video or audio record conversations between people that were not government bureaucrats, that you were not involved in that conversation with, just because they were in public?
No, why would I be interested in what people are talking about personally and privately?
I don't know, but you keep saying, you're in public, no expectation of privacy in public, therefore I can record. So I just wanted to make sure that you wouldn't...
Yeah, I have no interest
just
in
recording conversations between people walking down the street.
I have no interest in recording that. It would be, in my opinion, legitimate for someone to do that if that's what they wanted to do for some weird reason. But I don't care what people are talking about personally and privately. That's their business, none of mine. When it's a government agent, however, then it does become my business, and I will record them.
I'm sure that's how most people feel about it, that they are not interested in other people's private conversations, especially if they're in public. But the thing is, if you're in public with somebody and you're talking, you should just expect that somebody around you is going to be listening. I mean, even if they're not recording,
sure,
they can still hear what you're saying.
They can remember it, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I don't see how it's much different, because there's always going to be somebody around if you're in public, somebody that could potentially hear what you're saying.
Absolutely. I mean, your right to privacy depends on you. You have to take action. You have to be cautious. If what you're saying is something that you don't want people to hear, then walking down the street and talking to somebody is probably not the best idea, because while I'm not interested in what you're talking about, there may be somebody who is interested, whether it's your ex-lover or your competitor at work or whoever. There could be somebody nearby who is curious about what you're saying.
Right, but, you know, like, let's just say that, you know, I was out with Ellen, and we're sitting on, you know, a patio eating lunch, and we're just having a conversation. Nothing, you know, evil being plotted, but just a conversation about, you know, personal sort of things. Yeah, you know, like, I've got this thing with my foot, blah, 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 whatever. I don't want that going on YouTube. Otherwise, I would make a YouTube video of, hey, different times my foot falls asleep.
No one's going to watch that on YouTube either, because it'd be boring.
Right, they wouldn't, but you're saying that unless I want the world to know, that I should not have that conversation.
Absolutely, it's your responsibility. It's your responsibility to keep information you want private, private. So whether that's you...
So everything should be recorded and everything should be put online.
That's not what I'm saying at all.
Because otherwise...
I'm not sure why you're jumping to that conclusion. No, not everything should be recorded. I'm just telling you that it could be, so you should be careful. If you want privacy, it's your responsibility to acquire
the
privacy.
So unless I want every aspect of my life recorded, I should never leave home?
Well, if you leave an area that you control, then, yeah, you are subject to being recorded. As was pointed out earlier, there are a variety of recording devices in, you know, video form all over the place. It's likely that in a lot of cities, as soon as you leave your street, you're being recorded by various different government traffic cameras and things like that. And then you go to the ATM or you go into the bank or in any business, they probably have security systems set up as well. So, yeah, if you don't want to be recorded, you probably shouldn't leave your house. That's absolutely
the truth. Those conversations aren't being recorded.
Oh, well, you just said recorded. You didn't specify audio recording.
We've been talking about audio for the last hour and a half, Ian.
The statement you made, though, was that you should expect to not be recorded, or should you expect to be recorded when you leave the house? As a general statement, yes, you should be expected.
So everything I say should be broadcast.
I don't know why you keep jumping to that conclusion. I'm not saying anything about how you should be
recorded.
I'm not saying, Daryl, that you should be recorded. I'm not saying that someone should be recording your personal private conversations, but don't go to a restaurant and start blabbing about things that you think are important and private and expect other people to not hear them. I mean, if you don't want something to be heard, don't talk about it in public.
Not saying heard.
Doesn't
I'm saying
matter.
Record it.
Because it doesn't matter.
You know that I talk loud. So the person sitting behind me at a restaurant, they're going to hear.
Yeah.
But I have no reason to think that they're pulling out an
they
audio
probably
recorder.
Aren't. They probably aren't. But if they did, then it would be your fault for speaking loudly enough to where someone with an audio recording device would be able to pick it up.
So
be careful.
So people should just be a-holes and record everybody all the time.
Do you understand why he keeps jumping to that conclusion, Ellen? Because I'm not saying anything about that I think people should record you. I never once said that.
See, what I think Daryl is doing is playing devil's advocate and saying that in a completely dystopian society, as soon as you leave your house, just assume that everybody's recording and that when you go in public...
He's the one that said assume people are recording everything you do.
Right, but, I mean, I think that Ian's right in saying that you shouldn't just assume that he wants everybody to record. I don't think that's what he's saying either. I think
he's saying you should anticipate that everything you do outside of your house is being recorded.
It's subject to it, yeah.
Right. If you're in public, you should just expect that people are going to see you, and whether they're recording or not, I mean, they can still hear and see everything that you're doing. So if they start telling other people about what you're talking about or what you're doing, it's pretty much the same as if they were to record it with a camera or write it down immediately.
I'm not saying that you should be recorded in everything that you do when you leave your house. But you likely are being recorded, at least in video form, probably from the moment that you do leave your house. I mean, that's the reality there. And there is a possibility that somebody who wants to record what you're doing in audio form, you know, maybe it's an ex-lover, maybe it's a competitor at work, who knows what their motivation is for that. Maybe it's just a stalker. I don't know. But, you know, there's a chance somebody could record you. So if you want a private conversation, you have to take steps to ensure that it's private. Number one, don't speak it out loud. If you want something private, then encrypt it. You know, use PGP or some other encryption technology and send that to only the intended recipient to where you know for certain, or at least as close to for certain as possible, that the recording has not been intercepted. That's your responsibility. It's not to say you should be recorded or that you should expect that every word that comes out of your mouth will be recorded.
So if I'm having dinner with a girl and I want to tell her that I really like her,
yeah,
then I shouldn't do that in the restaurant. I shouldn't
only
say,
if you don't want
I
anyone
really
to hear
like
that.
You.
No, only
because somebody is going to be recording.
Are you worried about that?
I should expect that it's going to be recorded.
It could be. It could be recorded. That's a reality in the world in which we live today, where everybody's got a recording device on them at any given moment. 855 453. So if you're embarrassed about saying that you love the girl, then keep quiet. More coming up.
May I have your attention, please? If you are trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're AF Plus, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now, 1-800-967-9495. AF Plus is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss, a once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight, because each capsule contains natural ingredients, including green tea extract. You'll boost your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-967-9495. That number again is 1-800-967-9495.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
I'm a very bad man, and today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks, once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths, or visit DoorDevil.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can also join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Get interactive on the site. You can help support the show. One of the ways to do that is by shopping with us at shop.freetalklive.com. You shop at Amazon there, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of your purchase price. But Free Talk Live, you know, you can't buy everything at Amazon, and one of the things you cannot buy through Amazon is privacy, because you have to spend your time and your money and effort in order to have privacy. Just a reset here. I was not saying that it's a guarantee you're going to be recorded when your voice will be recorded as soon as you leave your house. Not saying that. But it's a possibility. So, if you're going to say something that is secretive, something that you would like to stay private, it's up to you to take the steps necessary to encrypt and secure those communications. You have to do that. You can't count on other people to respect your privacy. You can't count on other people to not hear what you're saying, or worse, actually pull out some sort of recording device and record what you're saying. And same thing applies online as well. Your online privacy, it's up to you to take care of that. You cannot count on your internet service provider to keep you private. In point of fact, what you should be counting on is your internet service provider, well, pretty much recording everything you do. They're recording all the websites you visit, likely. They're probably logging every search term that you enter, and in some cases keeping that information for up to 5 years. Now, that makes it easy for government agencies to get a hold of that info, and usually the government agencies aren't going to be using that in your favor. So you can stop that logging from happening by going and joining ProXPN. Go to proxpn.com/FTL to get signed up. They actually have a free account, so you can just go there right now and get started and test out their service. It's a global virtual private network, meaning they're encrypting your data. So everything leaving and coming into your computer before it reaches your ISP, it's encrypted, meaning your ISP will no longer know what you're doing online. ProXPN software is available for Windows, Macintosh, iOS, Android devices,
And Linux users, setup's a little bit different for you, but it works and it works well. ProXVN encrypts your data. When you get their premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth, meaning that there's no more limitations. The free account is limited on bandwidth. The premium account, unlimited. Premium account allows you to connect to different servers around the world, which would include the Netherlands server, which has the greatest privacy protection. So if you're going to use ProXVN to privately torrent, which is something that they allow with their premium account, you can connect to the Netherlands server and have the best privacy protection in the world there. ProXVN also doesn't keep logs of your online surfing habits, and there's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. You'll get 20% off the price of that premium account by using code FTL20. That's FTL, the number 20, at proxpn.com/FTL. As we continue here, Bill is on the line in Jackson, Mississippi. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Bill.
Hi. You're into a subject that I've been thinking about for possibly a couple of decades, and look at the Google Glass development. That's just the forerunner of the future. And we're going to be moving into an area of biologically embedded devices within the human body, and it will be very difficult for anyone to detect whether or not such a thing is continuously recording everything that you're able to see or hear.
And so when you say Google Glass, you're talking about the glasses that have a small computer screen on them?
Well, yes. Such a thing can be recording everything that you see and are hearing. And of course, that would be just a step away from embedding such a thing within your body. And so
it's true.
The idea of you must assume that someone could be recording if you're in the presence of anyone has to be the case.
Well, wouldn't it be safe also to assume that most people have cell phones or smartphones at this point?
That's right.
And they could be possibly recording at any point.
Not even if it's not their choice, it could be activated remotely by, say, the NSA, for instance. They could remotely turn on the microphone on your cell phone. They could remotely turn on the webcam on your laptop. They could do all these things.
Sure. Yeah, I agree.
So what you're saying is that we should all be looking out for being recorded whenever we're in public.
Well, that's correct, and the law is going to have to catch up because if you're able to see and hear anything in public, especially or in a public area that's not privately controlled, then, of course, that would be open to any sort of mechanical device to record what you're able to see and hear. And if the law says you can't, then there's something wrong with the law because you're able to you're able to mentally record visual and oral information. And so who's to say whether or not that could also be mechanically recorded?
Bill. I think people need to be cautious and aware of these things. And that's a good point to say that even when you're not in public, you could still be recorded by virtue of the fact that a federal agent could activate your cell phone. So unless that battery's popped out of your cell phone, odds aren't good that it's happening, but there's a chance that that cell phone could be activated remotely and record everything happening in the room at that point. So even if you aren't in public, there's still a chance, albeit a probably small chance, unless you're on their radar.
I completely agree that, use discretion in what you say and when.
You have to.
But I refuse to believe that somebody is going to record every aspect of my life once I step out my front door.
That's not very likely. Although it's likely in a larger city that as soon as you drive down your street, you will be recorded on video. Probably all the way from where you live all the way to where you're going. Whether it's going to work or going downtown to shop or whatever, odds are good you're going to be on multiple video screens.
But there's not a camera recording me talking to myself.
That's true.
In my car, yelling at the radio, saying how stupid Rush Limbaugh is.
Actually, Daryl, if you're driving the car that you tend to drive, there is a camera recording everything you're yelling at Rush Limbaugh. And I could go pull that footage and review what you've been saying to Rush Limbaugh. So, yes, actually, that's happening to you. But, no, the average person probably doesn't have the Freedom Cam in their car and, therefore, is not recording themselves at every moment. Bill, thanks for your call and thoughts tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Jimmy's in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jimmy.
Hey, how are y'all doing?
Hey, Jimmy. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, y'all were talking the other day about people ripping off their artwork.
Ripping off their what?
Artwork.
Artworks. Art?
Well, yep.
Well, so this has to do with intellectual property?
Intellectual property, yeah. So I paint. I'm a painter, and I painted something for Milfred, my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And you guys ever seen those black felt paintings?
Yeah, I don't think I have. I don't know.
It's like they use black felt for the background.
Okay.
So, like, what I do is I use, like, chicken poop, and then I'll paint with it on the black felt. But, so I paint a Milfred like this painting.
Unique.
Like RoboCop, but he was, like, crucified on a cross, right?
This sounds amazing, Jimmy. Where can we go to see your artwork?
You know, here's the thing, man. Somebody stole it.
Oh, no. They stole the poop painting?
Yeah, they're reproducing it. It's making me mad. I don't know. I'm upset.
Well, where can I buy the knockoff? I want to go and
see
this.
Wait a minute. What do you mean by reproducing it? Are they making other felt paintings with chicken poop, or are they making just copied prints
of it?
Of it,
yeah.
Well, that's the thing that I'm upset about, is I don't know if they're actually using chicken poop to reproduce it. And if they're not, I mean, I'm really upset about it then.
What do you think they're using? Mayonnaise?
Who knows, man?
Sheep
of
white?
Well,
yes.
Here's okay. The thing is, and I guess I'll go and tell y'all, Witt stole it, and he's been reproducing it. He's really making me mad.
Could you tell us more about this painting? You said it was RoboCop crucified?
Well, it's in a series that I call The Coming of Man, and it's real deep. I got a lot of cool paintings that I do. Like, I got one that's like, I got like Alien from the Aliens movies, you know, but
yeah.
it's like an alien walking a dog, like down the road.
So the alien's not popping out of the dog?
Hold on. So are they technically paintings since you're not using paint?
He's painting with the poop.
Right.
Now you're trying to call into question the method of my art.
No, yeah. I'm not saying that it's not art.
What would you call it?
I'm asking if it's still a painting.
He's painting with, but painting is an action. It doesn't require paint per se, just something that acts as a paint.
I get Daryl's point, though. Jimmy, people are going to want to see these things, and there may actually be people out there who would like to buy them. I mean, are you trying to sell the art, or is it just a personal project?
I might bring one out to that Porky Fest.
That would be fantastic. You should offer paintings of people at Pork Fest. There was an artist who was doing that at a recent Free State Project gathering, doing caricatures.
Yes.
Hey, thanks for the call, Jimmy. Appreciate hearing from him. Maybe we'll see you at Pork Fest. PORCFEST.com. You can go there and get registered. It's not too late. Still to come here tonight, the electric chair is going to make a comeback in one state. Daryl's got that story. And Ellen will tell us about these pro-gun rallies that are really botching things up. It's Free Talk Live.
What if humans found a habitable planet, set up housekeeping, and then got left alone by Earth and its big government? Well, that happened in Freehold, Michael Z. Williamson's seminal work. Now available for the first time in a signed, limited hardback edition. Other books in the series are also available in paperback. I cannot recommend a modern fiction work more highly than Freehold. Earth might have left Freehold alone, but it doesn't stay that way. It's war. Get your copy right now at all major booksellers and shop.freetalklive.com.
This Tuesday, it's the premiere of NBC's new medical drama, The Night Shift.
He seems an Army Ranger, battlefield doc.
He's a hero, driven to save everyone but himself.
I keep having these dreams. I keep reliving that moment.
Let me help you.
But how can she heal the man who broke her heart?
I can't stop thinking about you.
The Night Shift premieres Tuesday at 10, 9 central after the premiere of America's Got Talent on NBC.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is, patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.